Hare Krishna. Welcome to our discussion on a series of great saints and their special occasions in the Vaishnava tradition. So today we'll be discussing over a series of talks, short around 10-minute talks, we'll be discussing about the glories of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is one of the most prominent saints in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. And his distinctiveness among the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya comes primarily from his being senior, significantly senior to Lord Chaitanya. Srivasa Thakur, who is also a member of the Panchatattva, is also senior to Lord Chaitanya. But he is not as senior. So Advaita Acharya was at the level of the father of Lord Chaitanya, if not older still. And he also has a special role, not just because of his age, but also because of his unique contribution. And among the many significant and astonishing ways in which he participated in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, the most important is the first. He was the person who called out, and because of his call, that was one of the reasons, the external reasons that made Lord Chaitanya descend to this world. It is said that the devotees, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. This is the obeisance prayer that we offer while respecting devotees. And Advaita Acharya personifies this in a beautiful way. Kripa Sindhubhyevacha is an ocean of mercy. Patitanam Pavanebhyo. He tries to elevate those who are fallen. So how did he do that? He lived in Navadvip Mayapur, which was a stronghold of Vedic learning at his time. And at first glance, if we considered the condition of the rest of the country at that time, it would appear as if Navadvip had it fairly good. So the rest of the country was ruled by aggressive Islamic rulers, and many of them were highly intolerant towards the traditional spiritual practices of Sanatan Dharma. And not only that, even Bengal itself was ruled by an inimical ruler, Nawab Hussain Shah. And he too was quite hostile. And later on, when we discuss about the other Acharyas and we discuss about the Goswamis, we'll discuss how Rupa and Sanatan Goswami played a critical role in mediating between the Nawab and the Vaishnava community and thereby protecting the devotional culture of the time. But still, despite there being so much degradation in the rest of the country and even in Bengal, Advaita Acharya's vision was transcendental. And this transcendental vision meant that he did not consider from the point of view of many nationalists, say, the idea that India was ruled by Muslims is considered a great travesty in Indian history. And from the transcendental point of view, whether there were Islamic rulers or rulers of some other kind, that is inconsequential if the people in general are not devoted to God. So in Navadvip itself, the Islamic invasion had not had much effect. We could say the culture, which is Vedic in the broad sense, was still flourishing there. So there were Brahmanas who were pandits and they lived on charity. And it was not that they were persecuted directly. There were people, general people, who appreciated Brahmanic culture and they gave charity to the Brahmanas on their, because of their scholarship, because of their performance of sacrifices and rituals. And if we look at the description of Navadvip as it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal and other biographical works of Lord Chaitanya, we would think, oh, this is Very good place. It's a very pious place. As compared to much of the materialistic culture that we encounter in today's world, it would seem a very nice culture. And yes, in some ways it is nice. But Advaita Acharya and Vaishnavas of his caliber are not satisfied with material nicety. They are not satisfied with mundane piety. They want something higher. And what that something higher is? They want everyone to be connected with Krishna. So Advaita Acharya, despite living in a place where overall the framework of Vedic culture was there, he saw that the purpose of Vedic culture, the purpose of Vedic wisdom, that was missing. Krishna says in 15.15 in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo. Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedyo. By all the Vedas I am to be known. And this defining purpose of the spiritual culture was lost for the residents of Navadvip. People would recite even a work of devotion like the Bhagavatam without talking about its bhakti essence. And such state of affairs was heartbreaking for Advaita Acharya. He just couldn't tolerate that people were so close and yet so far. They were so close to the ultimate perfection of human life, pure spiritual love for Krishna. And yet they were so far away because they thought that they already knew what Vedic culture was. Nanyad asti iti vadinaha. Krishna says in 2.40 to 43, when talking about the Vedavad Rataha, that they think there is no purpose other than whatever purpose they are pursuing in relationship with the Vedic literature. So, in such a situation, Advaita Acharya was not just a resourceful preacher, but he was also a formidable scholar. And as a formidable scholar, he, by his scholarly expositions, demonstrated how all the different Vedic literature culminated in bhakti. And despite his vigor and despite his erudition, still people were not transformed much. By his vigor and his erudition, he became the leader of the Vaishnava community at that time. But the Vaishnava community still remained small. And Advaita Acharya at that time felt that this task is so difficult that to get people to rise from the level of mundane piety to the level of pure spirituality, the level of pure love for Krishna, that is a task so difficult that only the Supreme Lord can accomplish it. And he was hoping and praying that the Lord come. And at that time, he read in the Gautamiya Tantra that if one worships the Lord with tulsi jal, tulsi and jal, and fur on the banks of the Ganga, and calls out to him, the Lord responds. And then, immediately on reading this, he devoted himself utterly, wholeheartedly, desperately, urgently, fervently to calling out to the Lord. And the intensity of his call was so great. The Chaitanya Charitamrita poetically describes that call was not just within his heart. It was not just a huge call that people around him heard. It was a call from the human heart to the divine heart. It went right from the earth through the heavens, through Brahmaloka, through the coverings of the universe, through the Brahma Jyoti, through to Vaikuntha, and Vaikuntha, that call went on to Goloka, and there it touched the heart of Krishna. And Krishna felt impelled to descend because of the call of Advaita Acharya. And Krishna thereafter descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Advaita Acharya's devotion is so great that he can cause the Lord to descend from the spiritual world to the material world. Our heart is an arena of godlessness, as was the Navadvip at his time. And by the mercy of great saints like Advaita Acharya, if we pray to him, if we beg to him, he bestows his mercy on us, and by his mercy, the Lord will manifest in our heart too. Such is the extraordinary compassion and potency of Advaita Acharya. By the descent of Lord Chaitanya, which he actuated, He caused the whole world, especially in this dark age of Kali, to be delivered. As he is Patitanam Pavanebhyo. He is a purifier of all fallen souls like us who are residents of Kali Yuga. The future past tense of Advaita Acharya, how he responded when Lord Chaitanya appeared, how he interacted with Lord Chaitanya, all these things we will discuss in our future talks. Thank you. Hare Krishna.